Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris in with Rob G, the super producer. He's filling in for Rob Parker, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob G, tell them where they can find you on the social media.
They can get me on Twitter at TheProducerRG.
All right. You're not on, what about Instagram?
Instagram, the only people that I know. I'm not a public figure like Chris Broussard.
Look at you. So you have it closed off.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's why it's only pictures of my little girl. You've seen that.
Okay.
That's pretty much all it is.
The cute little Aria. Yes.
And by the way, if you're following me on Twitter right now, at the producer RG on Twitter, you'll see that our social media guru Elijah is trying to make me look stupid again on Twitter. He put the Tom Brady rant that we opened the show. And here's the headline. Elijah, you're doing me no favors, buddy. Says, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback ever, but who he is now is not a top 10 player in the NFL. Then he adds, you could even argue that you could take Ryan Tannehill over Brady.
Yeah, I threw it in at the end, and now it's put in the headline. You said it. You know, if you were an athlete. If an athlete said that, if they said everything you said, that would be the headline.
Yes.
Ryan Tannehill is better than Tom Brady.
We have Hall of Fame basketball players who will not come on Fox Sports Radio anymore because we put them accurate quotes on social media.
Yes. So there you have it. All right. But let's start there because you said You did say that Tom Brady is the eighth best quarterback in the NFL. It's been a couple hours. You listen to my wisdom. You listen to Dante Whitner's wisdom. Do you want to backtrack?
I do. I may put Jameis Winston ahead of him
now.
Oh,
gosh.
After what we've seen tonight. No, I mean, look, I'm not taking anything away from who Tom Brady is.
You're saying he's the – hold on. Every other list has him at the third best quarter. I got him second behind Pat Mahomes. Most lists have him third behind Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes. You got him eighth, you said Tannehill might be better.
You act like it's disrespectful to call a 43-year-old quarterback the eighth best quarterback in football.
He just led a 7-9 team to the Super Bowl.
He also threw three second-half interceptions in the NFC Championship game.
What did he do in the first half?
Oh, so we only play one half of football
now? No, I'm just saying. Okay. He built a big enough hole for the opponent that he could survive those.
Okay.
The goal is to win, baby. The goal is to win. And it's like Whitner said, it's the leadership, the intent. And you know I'm big on that.
There is if you're going to make a case for Tom Brady for anything, it's never been that he's the best thrower, that he's the most talented.
Right.
It's he has that something else that you can't quantify.
Yes. And it's undeniable. And that's why, Aaron Rodgers is physically better than Tom Brady, period.
He might be the best
that's
ever,
why,
Aaron Rodgers,
yeah.
in that regard.
But that's why I would take Brady over him, not just historically, but now. Because he is just better at the intangibles. That's it.
I will give you this. At least you've been consistent with this argument. You're not just making it to debate me. You've said this for years now, since I've known you, you've been saying this.
Yes.
So I'll give you that.
Yes. I'm not like your other partner who just comes over with hot takes so he can try to move the internet. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right. That's what we do.
All right. Speaking of outspoken or hot takes, James Harden. Recently interviewed by Sports Illustrated, SI.com, he had a quote. He said, at full strength, nobody can beat us being the Nets of Harden, Durant, and Kyrie Irving. But here's the full quote. At full strength, nobody can beat us. I'm just going to leave it at that. Of course, he went on. There's no chip at all. No chip for us. No chip on our shoulder. We're just excited. We're focused. We know what we have to do. The biggest thing is us being healthy, which we will be. Honestly, we're just excited to play a whole season together. That's the exciting part. I'm with James Harden, Rob G. If they're healthy, I do think the Nets are the best team. Obviously, everybody's saying, okay, what about the Lakers? Any basketball analyst worth his salt, I think, is wondering. I mean, you're giving them, a good chance because they have so much talent. LeBron, Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and then a bunch of good players around them. But you have to admit it's a shaky fit. It just is. And so that's what we want to fit. This isn't Harden, Kyrie, and KD shaky fit. And that was, I had questions about that. But Harden played the point guard and played it wonderfully. And Kyrie accepted being the two guard. And obviously KD just does what he does. And they have been great together. Their problem is, as Harden said, they haven't been healthy. But I would go with the Nets as the favorite. Here's what I would give the Lakers over them. One, in Anthony Davis, you've got a legit big who's a great defender. And that's what none of the Nets are. None of them are really big. Obviously, Durant's 7 feet, but he plays on the perimeter. And they don't have – none of them are tremendous defenders. Durant is a good defender, but he's not in the class of Anthony Davis. So that does give the Lakers a little something that neither – the other big three doesn't have. And here's the other thing, Rob G. As much as I love Durant, Harden, and Kyrie, none of them, including Kevin Durant with his two rings, has proven that they can lead a team to the championship. Now, Kevin Durant was the best player on those Golden State teams.
But he wasn't the leader.
He wasn't the leader. Like you can argue LeBron wasn't the leader in Miami. I mean, you could probably argue that he was.
It's the same argument with Kobe and Shaq. Kobe was a great player, but he might even been the better player during most of those runs, except the finals. But Shaq, it was Shaq's team. Everybody knew Shaq's team.
And it was D-Wade's team in Miami, and it was Steph and Draymond's team, really.
You might even argue it was Draymond's team more than Steph's, because Draymond has been viewed as the emotional leader of that team.
He's the emotional leader, but I think Steph sets the culture. It's like Tim Duncan in San Antonio.
Okay,
and I was saying this years ago.
Yeah, that's fair.
That I thought Steph set the tone and the culture of unselfishness and understatedness and hard work and all that in Golden State, just like Duncan did in San Antonio. But anyway, and don't give me the Olympics. Don't give me Team USA about being an example of Durant leading a team to the gold medal. I mean, come on. That team had 9 All-Stars.
Well, he was the All-Star of All-Stars.
Oh, he was. He was the man. Yeah. No, he did lead that team. I give you that. But I'm just saying.
It's different.
Yeah, they had 9 All-Stars against France, which had 1. That's all I'm saying. Like, the competition, fine. Talk to me about all how they struggled and it was only a 5-point win and all that stuff. The competition wasn't the same. All right, he's going to be facing LeBron and AD and Embiid and Giannis and all these boys if he wants to win the championship, not Rudy Gobert. Now, so that's my only thing where LeBron is proven he can lead a team to a championship. He not just be the best player, but handle the emotions, handle the mental strain, get your team ready to play at its highest level. And all of that in the big moments. KD has yet to do that. Obviously, Harden hasn't done it. And Kyrie hasn't done it because he was the second guy to LeBron. So that's the one thing I give your Lakers over them. But I ain't got no problem with Harden saying this. Because, I mean, on paper, those boys are legit.
Right. And, you know, I don't really mind him saying it either, because I do agree that they should be the favorites entering the season. As a Laker fan, I think that the Nets are the favorites.
That's surprising from you.
Yeah, I mean, the Nets, their talent is overwhelming, you know?
And remember, they still got Blake.
And like you said, they're fit together, even though I was skeptical at first, too. The fact that James Harden slid into the point guard role so seamlessly right in the beginning was a big thing for them. The only thing I do have an issue with is he's saying, at full strength, nobody can beat us with such confidence. I appreciate you being confident, but we still haven't even seen them fully healthy for a quarter of a season, including the playoffs. They've played 13 games together. Now, they were 10-3 in those games, so it's not to say that they weren't good. They were really good, but this is not the 73-win Warriors that added Kevin Durant, where we knew even before they got KD, that was a juggernaut, and this is just going to make it unbeatable. Like, there are other teams that can give them problems. The Lakers can give them problems with their physicality with LeBron and AD in the paint. You know, even Russell Westbrook attacking the paint is going to give them problems. Right. Giannis obviously gave them a lot of problems, even though the Nets were banged up. There's certain teams that even though I think the Nets should beat, it's not going to be like, oh, they're prohibitive favorites. Like, I can't see them losing at all if they're healthy, because I could see them losing. I wouldn't pick them to lose, but I wouldn't be shocked either. And that's where I think that there needs to be a little bit of a pushback, because they're good. They're really good, but they're not head and shoulders better than that next tier of teams.
Right. They don't give you that same feel that Golden State had with Durant, where it was just over. I mean, and I know Houston played them tough. They did. But it was just over. All right. Like, those Cleveland teams were actually really good. And they had nothing for Golden State. And here's the other thing. It's interesting that Harden said this. And I am a big James Harden fan. Like, I think he's one of the rare players in NBA history who has been an elite scorer, all-time elite. Not his current day or his generation elite. All-time elite scorer. an all-time elite playmaker. Like, he's a legitimate point guard. I talked to him about it. He was like, man, I was doing this. I was handling the rock, running the offense in high school. And he did. Like, he's got those skills. But the one thing I have to admit about Harden is he has been shaky at times. Not all the time, but at half the time probably, in the clutch, in the big moments. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And Rob G, game seven. And I know he got a big-time pass because of the hamstring injury, and that's legitimate. He should get somewhat of a pass. But game seven against Milwaukee, he totally lost all his swag at the end of the game.
Yep, it was a totally different guy that we saw in the quarters one through three.
Yep. Because people, he finished with 22 points, 9 assists, and 9 rebounds. Like, he almost had a big-time triple-double. So during the game, he played fine. But late moments, when it really was down to who's going to win this game, he was acting like Joe Harris, Bruce Brown, and the rest of those role players, giving it to KD and going on the side and watching KD go 1-on-5. And I'm like, okay, I get that your hammy is not 100%, but can you run the offense? Can you set KD up? Can you be a decoy? There was none of that. So I think it was part hamstring, part nerves. Now, I know he feels like if we're healthy, I've got Kyrie to take that big shot. I've got Durant to take that big shot.
And neither one of those guys is scared. We've seen that.
Right. But I do need Harden to be at least have your all-star Hall of Fame swag late in those games, because you're going to be the one handling the ball and making some decisions.
Now,
so that's going to be interesting.
Here's the other thing I have a question about with them is they came into this offseason needing defense and rebounding. Like that, their roster is loaded with shooting. They got a bunch of scores, and what they do, they draft another scorer and they sign Patty Mills. Those are their two big acquisitions. So right. They are doubling and tripling down on offense. Do you think that they would have been better served going for a 3-and-D type guy, or even just a bigger body, knowing that they got to go through Giannis and Embiid, and eventually they get to the finals, LeBron and AD?
That's a good question. It certainly would have helped, but their defense really wasn't that bad in the playoffs. And it doesn't have to be great. It's not going to be great.
No, they can be.
It just has to be pretty
middle
good,
of the road.
Right? Adequate. Right,
yeah.
Adequate. And I do think they can get to the adequate level. But I hear you, because that look, the Lakers could be really good defensively. Could be. I mean, they got some offensive guys too. Westbrook's not a great defender. LeBron at this stage, you know, isn't what he used to be. Obviously, Melo's not going to defend. So they got a few questions, too.
I was just surprised that they just totally chose not to address that area.
Yeah, no, I hear you. They may have tried, and it just didn't work out. But, no, I hear you on that. All right, let's throw it out to the callers. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You heard James Harden. We want to hear you. Can anybody in the association be the healthy Net squad? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob G next on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris B and Rob G, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios and brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Can anybody beat the Nets when everybody's healthy?
Let's get out to the phone calls. We got our man Dre in Michigan. Dre, what up? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What do you got?
What it doing, good people?
What it do, blood? What it look like?
Oh, man. Nah, hey, man, I focus on the progress, not the process, baby, so I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all keep getting Rob G PT, man. Somebody will come scoop him.
Rob G doing his thing, man. He takes a licking and he keeps on ticking. I'm going to start calling him Timex. That's your new nickname, Rob G, Timex.
Hey, Chris, I see you was this last week. You was one of my favorite comedians, Michael Jr., man. That was fun.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Up there in the vineyard, in Martha's Vineyard, we saw some good comedian. And one dude we just had on, Talent Harris. You heard of him? That dude is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I remember Talent. I wonder what happened to him.
Yeah,
I ain't
that
seen
dude,
him in a while, though.
He killed it up there, man. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago,
on this show. Yeah, I heard him. That's what I was like, man, what happened? I forgot about him because he used to tear Comic View up back in the day.
Yeah. Now, he doing his thing still. He doing his thing.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad to hear. Oh, but far as the topic, man, I think the Lakers can beat them as long as they come with more game than names. But at this point, I think they just got a lot of names, not the game that we expected. But I still think they'll give them a problem. And then if Philly trade for get Dame Lillard, I think they can beat them. But besides that, them boys are going to run roughshod. And I ain't even a fan of Durant or Harden. So
I'm not going to write off Milwaukee. But, yeah, certainly. Look, I'm sorry. I don't know if the Dame to Philly is going to happen. I don't know if Dame wants it to happen. But it needs to happen.
Yeah.
Am I wrong, Rob G? Yeah. It needs to happen.
No, you're right. Absolutely. And the difficult thing with making these conversations is, obviously, we'd say, hey, if Dame Lillard was in Philly, it'd be a different story. If the Lakers had a good wing defender to match up with Durant, it'd be a different story. And so we can't really play that game when we're making this discussion.
Right.
But you could even argue, I mean, I don't know if I would, but Joel Embiid by himself gives the Brooklyn Nets, as constructed, huge problems. Probably even more than Giannis would.
Well, I get it. He's a big guy. Remember, he doesn't play exclusively inside, though.
No.
He does play a lot on the perimeter. But he can't. Look, he couldn't beat Atlanta by himself.
Well, he can't. Atlanta has better inside interior defenders than
Yeah,
than
but
Brooklyn
not great. I mean, Capella's a lot smaller than Embiid. He's a great defender. But, man, Embiid makes me look like a little boy. You know, and still, so.
And he was also playing with the messed up knee.
I don't think Philly at this point, as they are, could beat Brooklyn.
No, I don't think they would either, but it all comes down to matchups in the playoffs. You know, of course, the best team usually wins out, but there are certain teams that give certain teams issues.
Now, if Embiid would beast on, and I don't mind him shooting his mid-range because mid-range is nice, but you can get teams in foul trouble. You know what I mean? You can open things up for your guys on the perimeter by dominating down low. And as good as he is down there, you know, he spends a lot of time on the perimeter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
And which could play in the Brooklyn's
just think
hands.
How much better they would be if they had another star scorer that was, you know, supposed to be Ben Simmons.
Look, Dame, Tobias Harris and Embiid, that's a heck of a big three.
Yes, sir. All right, we got time for one more quick one. Charlie's in Maine. Charlie, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What do you got, Charlie?
Hey.
What's up, Charlie?
Good. About the Nets, I honestly think that they could beat the Lakers. But the Bucks have a good defense, so I honestly think the Bucks could beat them, and that's about it. I think the Lakers could, but I think the Bucks probably had a better chance to beat them. Those are like the two teams. I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see how much the Bucks miss PJ Tucker. You know, because he was a big part. I know he didn't put up numbers and all that.
Yeah.
But just the swagger, the confidence, the defense, he was a tough part of that. Man, look, the Lakers, it's just going to be interesting. It's really going to be interesting to see what happens with them.
Yeah.
It really is.
And well, their roster as constructed is exactly the kind of team that would give the Brooklyn Nets problems.
If it fits.
If it fits. But even if it doesn't fit, the fact that they got three guys who should theoretically live in the paint against a small team is exactly how you would beat the Brooklyn Nets.
If they'll play that way, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
That's a big if. You're right.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a two-time welterweight boxing championship, now an analyst for Fox on the PBC. He was on the call Saturday night when Ugas upset Pacquiao. We welcome in Showtime Sean Porter. Sean, what's up, bro?
Chris, man, did you see that upset, man? Unbelievable night that your Dennis Ugas had.
Yeah, and now how were you surprised?
Heck yeah, I was surprised. So here's the thing. What we saw from Ugas last night, we didn't see that in the fight that he had with me. We didn't see good boxing. We didn't see patience. We didn't see Ugas trying to use his jab. He was trying to force me to fight him all night, and he never did that one time with Manny. With Manny, he sat back, he used his jab, he put some combinations together. he fought when Manny fought, and he outpunched Manny, I thought, and finished a lot of the exchanges, man. I didn't expect even half of what I saw from you, Dennis Ugas, the other night.
See, and you're right, Ugas looked great. But I'm surprised. I mean, Manny's 42, and you know better than me. In this game, man, it can hit you at any point. And how much did it look like Manny's just, I mean, come on, he's 42, it's going to leave you at some point. And it just seemed like he just didn't have it. It wasn't the same Manny Pacquiao.
Here's what we know about Manny. We know that Manny has fast hands and he's got quick feet. We saw the fast hands, but we did not see the quick feet. And the thing about it is, after the fight, he says, yeah, my legs were sore, they were hurting. And he never once tried to use his legs. If you remember, like, from the opening bell, Manny's known for using a little bounce, a bounce feint, and he's known for getting around guys, creating angles, and punching off of angles. He didn't start the fight with that. And so I think that before he could even make an adjustment to do that, I felt like Dennis Ugas had control and was really controlling Manny with his jab. And Manny never really got started. And like you said, it could be a contribution to the age. But I think more than anything, I just think that Dennis had the excellent game plan on Saturday night. And I don't think that Manny and the team was prepared for everything that Dennis Ugas brought to the ring.
So what do you think? I mean, obviously everybody wants to see Spence and Crawford. But now that Ugas gets this big win, like, what do you think is the next big fight, the big fight in this division? Is it still Spence Crawford or what?
It's actually the talks are Porter Crawford. And the talks are Porter Crawford well before, yeah, the talks have been Porter Crawford for at least a month now. And they're working on that. And I hate to talk about myself in the third person, but I'm expecting to be the next big fight in the welterweight division to be myself and Terrence Crawford. I came up with a crazy idea today. Of course, we all figure that Manny should retire, but should Manny not retire? I would love to see a rematch with Manny battling Dennis Ugas. I think that this fight is fitting for a rematch. And I think that styles make fights. I think that Manny, if anyone, could make some adjustments, come back to the ring smarter and more prepared, and we may see a different outcome. I would love to see a rematch between these two that we saw just Saturday night.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, because I do want to get back to you and Crawford, because that sounds delicious, all right?
I threw it out there, but I'm not supposed to say too much about it right now. The business is on the line, and you know I definitely don't want to mess that up. So let's try to dive in as much as we can.
All right, just leave it at that, right? All right.
All right. Yeah.
I ain't mad at you.
You're right. It sounds delicious. The first time I heard about it was when I was broadcasting the Olympic Games, the Olympic boxing, and I get off the plane to do that, and I see that the WBO mandates a fight between myself and Terrence Crawford, and I'm just like, ooh-wee. And ever since, the business has been accordingly. And I've been told to just keep quiet until it's official. And once it's official, then you can be Showtime's top order again. So that's all I'm waiting on.
Well, let me ask you this, if I can. You obviously had a tremendous fight with Errol Spence Jr. Could have won that fight. It was a great fight. How he, rightly or wrongly, as you know, he and Crawford are viewed as the top two welterweights. How would you fighting Crawford, how would that compare in your mind to fighting Spence?
I think that Crawford brings a little bit more to the ring in terms of styles. I think that Crawford is a little more has a little more versatility in his game. Don't get me wrong, Errol Spence is great, especially everything that he does. I just think that there's a little more to prepare for. For Terrence Crawford, I mean, he fights from the left-hand side, from the left-hand stands, and then he'll switch and fight from the right-hand stands. He can fight from the outside. He also likes to try to get inside and pressure his opponent. So I think there's a little bit more to prepare for, but definitely think that we did everything we needed to do, not only to get prepared for Errol Spence, but once we got into the ring, I think the game plan started to work effectively. And I know that the team and myself, we'll gather a great game plan to get ready for Terrence Crawford and try to duplicate, if not overdo, what we did against Errol Spence Jr.
Now, you mentioned earlier that styles make fights. And I got to be honest, and you know, again, you know better than me, but what I saw Saturday night, I feel like Spence would have really had his way with Manny. But
yeah.
Do you think that's the case, or you think just it would have been a different style and Manny would have had a better chance?
Exactly. I really do firmly believe that styles make fights. And in this particular situation, the fight may have ended and gone a little differently because styles make fights. And I'll tell you one more thing. I think in the welterweight division in the next year or two, that expression styles make fights, I think people are really going to start to understand what that means, because you'll see more matchups in the welterweight division between the top competitors in the division, and then you'll start to see some rematches and all that, and you'll see, okay, that guy beat that guy, but he couldn't beat the other guy. You know,
I think
that that's what's going to happen in this welterweight division.
Well, I hope you're right. And one thing I like about you, Sean, is you fight, right? You'll fight anybody. You don't mind getting a loss on your record if it comes to that. That's one thing I like about Manny Pacquiao, right? But look, we got to call it like it is. The guys at the top right now in the welterweight, like it feels like there's more guys in boxing that don't really want to take that risk anymore because they're worried about getting a blemish on their record. When Sugar Ray lost, it didn't, you know, hinder him. Tommy Hearns, we could go on and on. Is that the case today? Dudes are more concerned with that zero in the loss column, so they don't want to risk it, or what?
I certainly believe that Mayweather certainly created this facade that if you don't have a undefeated record, that means you're not great. And I disagree. I feel that greatness is captured in a certain moment and in a certain night. And that's why I've always been willing to take on any challenge, no matter who it is and no matter what they've done in the ring. I know that I'll always be prepared. And I think a lot of guys are starting to now understand that it's not the O that matters. It's who, what I do and who I do it against that matters. And so I think that collectively all across boxing, we're going to start to see some big matchups here soon.
I hope so. Look, before you go, I got to ask you about the big boys. We know that Wilder Fury, you know, is off for now. You got those two. You got Anthony Joshua. Who do you think is the best heavyweight out there right now?
You know, it's really hard to say, especially with Alexander Usyk coming into the heavyweight division. I think he needs another fight or so to really put a stamp on the heavyweight division. Now taking on Anthony Joshua, I think that there's no bigger challenge for him in the division. If he beats Anthony Joshua in his next fight, I think it's coming actually in a couple of weeks. I think that then he will be, if not one or two, in the heavyweight division. Right now, I do have Tyson Fury up there as my number one guy in the heavyweight division, just because he can do a lot of different things in the ring, and I just think that his speed and his versatility, especially at the heavyweight division, is really outmatched, and that's why he's my number one.
So him and Wilder, October 9th is when the rescheduled fight. Do you give Wilder? I mean, obviously he's got that punch, so he's got a chance. But can he? I know, you know, I think he's going to want to try to box a little more, right? And can he do that at this late stage of his career? Or does he just have to throw those haymakers and hope he connects?
I really felt like the postponement of the fight was an advantage for him. Gives him more time to prepare, more time to create fix a lot of things that he doesn't do well at this point and was already on his way fixing. And I think also with his new coach in his corner, I think it gives them more time to mesh and create more of a relationship in terms of fighter-coach. They've been had a fighter-fighter relationship for a very long time, and now fighter-coach relationship, that I think it gives them more time. And I think that, if he's able to really get it together, not only physically, but more importantly, mentally, I think then he'll be able to do some things. I'm you know, I went, I got crazy near the end when the fight was about to happen. I said, you know what? I'm picking Deontay Wilder to win this fight, even though I feel that Tyson Fury has everything it takes to beat anyone in the heavyweight division. So I just have a feeling that, that Wilder is going to pull some things together and do something special. But that remains to be seen. If he does it, I mean, he's got a tough challenger ahead of him in Tyson Fury. Fury can use the ring. Fury can box with speed. Clearly, we saw power in the last fight. You know, so I think the toughest test that that Deontay will ever see is right in front of him October 9th.
I got to ask you this before you go. I know we're getting late on the interview, but how do you bounce back from, you know, the beating like that, especially when you've dominated everybody pretty much?
You know, hey.
Mentally.
There's a saying, time heals all wounds. And I got a feeling that what wounds weren't healed back in July, they're healed now.
Mm. Okay. All right.
I'll leave you with that.
All right. That's my man, Showtime Sean Porter, I should say. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate it, man. And look, make it happen. You and Crawford, make it happen.
I got you, baby. I got you. Good to always hear from you, man. Take care.
All right, brother. Peace. That's our man, Showtime Sean Porter, two-time welterweight boxing champion. Keep it locked. We're going to talk Dak in a moment. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Timex. I mean, Rob G, filling in for Rob Parker as we wrap up a Magic City Monday live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you have an interesting take on Dak Prescott now.
Well, Chris, before we get to that, let's not gloss over Showtime Sean Porter dropping an Easter egg that we might get a Porter Crawford. I'm excited about that. And now that he's a friend of the show, maybe the odd couple could be out in full effect at that fight. That'd be great.
I would love nothing more than to be at that fight. Yes, you're right. He is a friend of the show. And I'd love to see that fight. Look, he fought Errol Spence.
Tough.
I mean, he gave him all he wanted, right?
Yep. Yes, he did.
And I want to, these dudes need to start fighting each other, you know, the big fighters. And I think Porter Crawford would be a great fight. And then the winner can fight Spence, or, you know, now Ugas is in the picture and Keith Thurman, I assume, will be coming back. And
it's probably the deepest weight class in boxing.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now.
No doubt. Easy. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I hope that comes to pass. That'll be fun to watch if it happens. But so the Cowboys, we know Dak Prescott strained shoulder, right? It's been reported that he will start game one of the regular season against Tampa Bay, but he won't play in the preseason. Now, remember, he played, what, 5.5 games basically last year?
Yep.
Before he broke his ankle. And so he's coming back from that. The good news is you haven't heard much about his ankle, right? It's all been
nothing
about his shoulder. But you don't like the way this is kind of playing out.
No. And, you know, before training camp started, both Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones said that it was important for Dak to get some preseason reps, not much, but just some, to get back into, you know, the flow of things. He hasn't taken a snap in what is going to be about a year since the ankle injury.
Right.
And it was important just to, you know, feel what it's like at game speed to even just hand the ball off to Zeke 3 times, you know, but just to be there. And then suddenly, when he has this little shoulder twinge, we don't even know exactly what it was, his strain, now they're saying, well, it's not really that important for him to be out there. And it can't be both. And I think that they came into it with the right idea, saying we got to get him some activity before we throw him to the Wolves against Tampa, because that front four and that defense, as we talked about throughout the show, is nasty.
No, I agree. I mean, look, like you said, I mean, his first action is going to be against that team. His first, they could be playing Jacksonville, Carolina, some bad team in the league, Rob G, and it's still going to be an adjustment. And now you're playing Tampa Bay, like you said, with that defense. I mean, look, they gonna lose that game, and they might lose badly.
They might have lost it either way, but I just think it would have served them well to get Dak, you know, even just one or two series.
So you're saying you would throw him in there in game three?
No, I think they're not this game, but the one they just had, it should have been their game that from the against Houston.
Why not game three? And I get it. Everybody looks at game three as a throwaway and all that, but why not throw him in there for a couple?
Well, for them, this will be game four, I believe. I think unless you're planning on having the entire starting unit out there for a series, then it doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't make sense for him to take snaps with guys he's never going to take snaps with, or to throw the ball to anyone he's not going to throw the ball to.
Well, if he wasn't ready, so I guess they had no choice.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Right? So, Look, they're going to get beat by Tampa. People should not treat it like the sky is falling, because I've talked about before, they have a light schedule. We know their division is weak. So he gets out there against Tampa, he gets reacclimated, even if he gets beat up a little bit, you know, not injured, but beat up. And then you take it from there, right? They got the Chargers, I think, the week two, right?
That might be a tough game, too.
And then after that is when it, right. And then it lightens up a great deal. So we will see. Rob G, excellent job, my man.
Thank you.
Yes, you did well. And keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!